listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 8th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as to those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. And those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Always a great way to start our topics tonight. And tonight, we're going to be a little bit more, I'd say, freeform. We're going to be a little bit more conversational, but we're going to be talking about a range of subjects. But if you have anything that's been on your mind and you're in the live chat with us, please throw it out there. We've had some people talking about what an incredibly long week it seemed to be. And I tell you, we were talking about that just before we went on, weren't we, Dr. Hunter?
We were. That's why we had to kind of laugh, because sure enough, I guess we're all on the same wave.
There's something in the air, as you were saying, isn't it?
Well, then Jamil writes in the chat that it kind of felt like a long, dark night of the soul. Yeah. And so Shirley has asked that we maybe talk about it, and Stephen was saying, please describe what that phrase is, dark night of the soul. So I, I was going to ask the same thing. So I'd like to start out with that, if that's all right, Michael.
Of course. Of course.
Well, I went and I, brought up another page, and there's some definitions, different definitions of it. But dark night of the soul, like, is a stage in personal development, a transition, for instance, where things might feel a little bit out of sorts. We were talking about that before the show, too. Some people take it right to a spiritual transformation, where everything might feel kind of vacant for a while. You know, and and you say, oh, and almost on the verge of depression.
Check that box.
I know I've had several people actually this past week say my friend Jean says, I'm not very interesting to myself these days. she says, I don't feel like I have anything to talk about. You know, somebody else I know, Sharon, she said the same thing. She's feeling kind of blah. You know, and that can all represent kind of a segue into a new opening to thought, ideas, belief systems. Is it a new sci-fi video? Funny. Thanks, Dr. Stephen. That's funny. To be very specific, I know Eckhart Tolle wrote about it, Dark Night of the Soul, in his books.
I heard that name recently.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a fan, but the Catholic Church has used it to describe a spiritual crisis, quote, end quote, in the journey toward union with God. we won't go there. Undergoes a difficult, significant transition to a deeper understanding of life. And so there's, I think, when any of us is in a shift, we go through that, like the waxing and waning of a moon, you know, where things feel vacant or dark or like empty and
kind of cold. Like,
yeah, you know, it's just like blah, you know, and uncertain. Of course, it can be quite quite powerful for some people. Others, you know, lesser and manageable. But really, what it's a transition. And as I see it, to a greater meaning. But let's just consider for a moment, Michael. The world feels like it's in a pressure cooker, you know. And what's real anymore? Wendy just said maybe it's everything going on in the world. Boy, we're on the same wave, Wendy. And she mentions that full moon too. And so I think that what was it I read that. Mars goes into Aries for 6 months, or Mercury, pardon me, goes into Aries for 6 months, and it hasn't happened for 32 years. So that's profound in itself about communication, you know. So when a transition to do that, and if you follow planets, I like to, you know, kind of check into what's going on, see what the astrologers say once in a while. But I think that's what we're in. When we look around, it's everybody's kind of tired. That's for sure. It's exhausting to feel this kind of stress that's been going on for several months now with COVID. And COVID, it's been global, but when it starts to hit people more localized, you know, there are reality checks, right? And it doesn't seem to end.
It just becomes real.
It does.
And
go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, and it's, you know, it's really, everything about it has dominated this year, and it's had a profound effect on all of us. And
yes,
it's a huge part of what I think we're going through right now. I mean, so much in life has changed. We're definitely more bottled up, but there's also that kind of tension, anxiety that's kind of permeating things. I know Dr. Shirley had mentioned that kind of anxiety that goes with, you know, times like this, that dark night of the soul,
sure,
and the fear, and fear of change. Change always brings fear, but change is a universal constant, another paradox. If something...
Usually there's a goalpost in some regard, and I think what happens is when there is no goalpost, everything seems to be like in a chaos and a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what is going to happen next, and no bandwidth, mm-hmm, you know, to guide us. Usually with bumper cars, the road is only so wide. but when you can't see the lines on the highway, or you can't see, you know, like, how are you guiding yourself? And I think that lends to that stress too, at least I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the uncertainty that builds. So, you know, one thing that we've talked about is that, you know, and I know this is a little bit redundant, we went through a lot of this last week, and we had some great points from Dr. Douglas Kelly that was with us, and navigating the kind of the, what was the exact way we phrased it last week? It was how to navigate the distress of the time, but it was essentially finding ways to mitigate that anxiety, which is prevalent. You know, it's been going on. I mean, I've been feeling it, and there are strategies I've been employing of late. Meditation has been one rather effective means to help kind of abate the anxiety, kind of try to get a handle on it and realize what is, what I have control over. You know, but yeah. One of the tricks that's definitely hard for me is, you know, how can you maintain a focus on the positive? What is it that we can do to try to be able to focus in on those good things in our life, the positive things in our life that keep us going?
Well, you can either look at how miserable other people are and say you've got it really good.
That's true.
Or just a little reminder.
That's why reality TV exists.
You can also, even in your meditation, think about, make a little list of what there is to be, feel grateful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's helpful. You know, Maslow's hierarchy, if you've got food and shelter, you know, a few good people in your life, you're rocking, you mm-hmm. know. And that's kind of, I think, the time that we're in right now is what are the basics. And this is a huge social correction
mm-hmm.
that forces us to, and again, it's all part of a dark night of the soul, if you want to know, but it's to come right down to the very basics of our needs and what those needs are. I mean, we have been relying on external entertainment for a long time, decades.
Yeah. You know?
And when I have to entertain myself and make life simpler, and there are withdrawals from that, I think. You know, and then the planets are changing, life is changing, energy is shifting, the universe is shifting, climate change. The list is, of course, very long. So it is to go back to what I call the positive, is that I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not meaning to oversimplify this, people. I'm really not. This is how I keep my sanity, actually.
Well,
is I've got food, I've got shelter, I challenge myself a little bit every day. But, you know, there are days when I say, okay, I know I have to vacuum that rug. And then I trip over the vacuum. And then, oh, I've been tripping over that vacuum for 3 days. When am I going to vacuum? So I do, too. The same thing. But challenging myself every day to do something and reminding myself that I'm good. You mm-hmm. know, I do have food and I do have shelter and I've, you know, my family and we're okay. So it's Dr. Stephen, is that the pregnant pause? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's to go back to the very basics. And I think this is all part of our individual correction. That I really believe so. So what is the withdrawal from all the external stimuli? What is that, you know, there are stages to that. And I think part of it is just feeling kind of lost, you know, and discombobulated for a minute and reaching deep inside to say, oh, this is what it is to be me, who I am,
mm-hmm.
and to grow from the inside out. And then as you start to collect your energy, as you start to, you know, ground yourself, I think then it's the mind is realigning differently with your emotions, with the body, and the energy overall. And I really believe we'll all know what to do. Like, I don't know any more than anybody else about what's going on for me at the other side of this.
Yeah.
And I guess at one point I just said to myself, it doesn't matter.
Well, and that's a powerful thing to realize and to say to...
It'll be really the next stage. It'll be the next mm-hmm. thing. Whatever that next thing is.
What will be, and, will be. Okay, sarah, sarah.
Well, I'm not without my own input to it, because I don't exactly like feeling like the rest of the world is controlling me. But I'm going with the flow of that energy that I don't know what kinds of you know, manifestations there are going to be as a result of these changes that we're involved in. So, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm just okay with it. I don't know. So I go back to that one day at a time. And that's positive. And I think when you find that one positive,
mm-hmm.
other positives build on that. But unless we go to the core of it, all the rest are like Band-Aids. in that when you're always working with Band-Aids, the wound is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to the very center of it, like that, I'm good. I'm okay. So,
and sometimes it's just using, I know it's easier said than done, but you're challenging that direct, you know, fight or flight response. It's that evolutionary adrenaline, you know, that kind of gets pumping when you're anxious like that for no real reason, but we're, for lack of a better term, programmed that way from eons and millennia, countless millennia, millions of years of development. And it's important to realize that, just like you said, everything is okay. Everything is just fine. And, you know, you have a roof over your head, you have food coming in, you have some people in your life that you love and can hold dear, then you're doing great. And it doesn't mean that there's not things that we need to fix in the world. Doesn't mean that there aren't always going to be things that we need to strive for. And there will be. And that's okay, too, because it's going to be a constant, I hate to say struggle, it's going to be a constant work in progress, the human species. And
well, I think that is it, Michael. Yeah. I really do. You know, for the grace of getting older, I'm waiting for the next juices to flow to get writing again. I've been in a, I call it the brain fart. nothing's happening. I'm finding, well, I'm not thinking about much these days. I'm not feeling that big urge. I don't feel like I have anything to say. So what do you do with that? Well, nothing. I've been here before. And so as I've been here before, I know that it will pass.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's speaking of food, Wendy says she just made a big pot of chili and jalapeno sweet cornbread. Everybody's welcome. Oh, my good grief. Does that sound good?
That does sound good. I think you're going to get more than you bargained for. You're going to have a bunch of people showing up.
See, I had my food planned for the day. So this is how life goes in my house. See, I had my food planned for the day. What I was going to have for supper, I actually ate for lunch. So then it came supper time, and I went, oh, I'm just too lazy. So I made myself some pancakes.
Oh, there you
and
go.
And I'm thinking, you see, but I'm now looking at, I'm envisioning Wendy's big pot of chili and cornbread. I'm thinking,
jalapeno sweet cornbread.
No kidding.
Yeah.
She made plenty. You know, and thanks for that, Wendy. You broke it up here. That's great. So I think that once we start with allowing ourselves to go with the flow, and not to be too hard on ourselves. We're all just navigating very carefully through our own abyss, if you will. And things are changing, but we're in this global correction. We're in, I hate to say it, but certain countries are in big corrections. And then, you know, what do you mean, Vicky? and yet our communities and our families. So, we're all in corrections, but I think this last little while, even the past week or two of that sensitivity and realizing, wow, I'm not operating to par here, I think is part of that internal correction. And once we really get to the root of that, we'll start to rebuild how we want our lives to be. But we have to let it have some healing time.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be kind to ourselves and heal and say, okay, you know, I have some things I'd like to do. It's obviously not happening today. I had decided, you and I have talked about this before, Michael, about Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
So I found some YouTube videos, and I have been actually, this is so stupid, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I've been sitting in my chair watching these YouTube videos, moving my arms. Now, I don't know why I'm not standing up and doing this stuff, but I'm trying to grasp the moves. So I'm just sitting and I'm studying and I'm starting. I say, well, that's a good step. So as much as I could. So my next step will literally be to stand up and, get the legs moving with the arms. So I figure I'm making progress.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, you're right. I'm patting myself on the back and say, you know what, that's a good start. So considering I thought about it for long enough, and then of course COVID came and I couldn't join a group, and you know, you can't, well, so I said, well, there is YouTube.
There is. And
there is.
This is, you know, for those of us that find ourselves with more time on our hands, it is a great opportunity to broaden ourselves and to find new tools in this life to deal with moments like this dark night of the soul, if I am remembering that phrase correctly.
Actually, it's so perfect, isn't it? Thanks, you know, Jamil.
Yes, very good. And this is why we love it when you join us in the live discussion, because we get this kind of great input. We can have a back and forth. And, you know, when it comes to anxiety and when it comes to trying to maintain positivity, trying to focus on what is positive, I've been employing this, and I'm sure it's nothing new, but essentially anytime I have a negative thought, I try to immediately counter it with the corresponding positive side of it. So like, I'm just so sick of the world right now. And then you say, well, no, you know, things are going in the right direction. In some ways, we're becoming more aware of issues that we need to fix. You know, this is going to hopefully bring a good change. We need to stay adamant about it. I'm just not feeling motivated at work. Well, that's an opportunity for you to re-engage, re-examine, and, you know, find...
And get paid.
Well, and get paid, but also look at it as an opportunity. Each and every day is an opportunity to find something new to give, something new to provide to those. And it depends on where you work, but, you know, to be able to help. And that's what I want, is to be able to... you know, kind of get through this long dark night and get into that stage of change and get back to being able to look at every day as an opportunity to, you know, look at it as an opportunity for improvement, an opportunity to build a better world, to build a better community, anything that you're a part of to make it better. It is an opportunity.
Well, I think that this really does prove to us in so many ways how our ability to have limited contact with people is so impactful. You know, it's I gotta tell you, I'll share a little story today. There's this little gas station that I always go to for my lotto ticket, and today I was so pumped. I went in and I checked my lotto ticket and I won $20. Oh my God, I threw my arms up at the girls. I said, $20. Of course, they're all hip, hip and array. And because, you know, the lotto thing, they tease me all the time. Oh, once in a while I get a free play, or I win a free ticket, you know, or with the extra, you know, that kind of stuff. So today, I'm just making another purchase there, and I went to look for my debit card, and I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, maybe it's at the last store. Oh, man. So I used my credit card, and we were good. Following my steps, and nope, not there. And I'm thinking, I better retrace my steps again. So I went back into this gas station, and here's these two girls looking at me, holding my debit card up in the air. You dropped it over at the lotto thing. I said, oh my God, you guys, you're so awesome. Thank you. I was thinking I'd have to go to the bank, do all the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, painful. I said, y'all like donuts? And they looked at me and said, well, of course we like donuts. I said, I'll be right back. So I went and got some donuts for them and came back in. And I said, you guys are awesome. And, you know, they did a good turn. I did a good turn. Everybody's happy. So even that, you know, it brightened my day. I was just so happy to get donuts.
Well, I was going to, you know, to be fair, I was going to make a comment about, of course, they love donuts. It's Canada. But who doesn't love donuts? Everybody loves donuts. It's universal. Absolutely universal. And it's just that the ability to connect with another human soul and, you know, be able to have that nice exchange, that's amazing. That's wonderful, even in a small way, you know?
It only cost me a few bucks to bring, I mean, who's spending money these days anyway, right?
Yeah.
So it was just this bright moment of joy. And we had a few laughs and some fun. And there's another girl there who, it turns out, I have been to Harry Potter World in Orlando, and she has been there. And so I call her my Harry Potter friend, you know. And so we talk Harry Potter a lot when I go in there. And anyways, to connect with people in ways that we can share something, you know, finding that sharing place to brighten somebody's day, and truly, truly it brightens mine. So all those little things that we, you know, because our associations with people, I know not for everybody, a lot of people are still socializing a lot. Some of us who are minimizing that, the small interactions that we have become more valuable. And about nurturing friendships, nurturing our relationships, and what that really is. And to check in with each other, to check in with friends, to say, how are you doing? Doesn't mean you have to have a big, long conversation either. You can just say hi. And so I think that's what we're, really kind of pulling down to, and we're in that transition. Dr. Edward, you just cracked me up. He said, if only teleportation was a reality. Well, it is in my world, Edward. I don't know where you've been.
wait. How long? How long has this been going on?
That's funny.
I try to mention Star Trek at least once a week. I have seen it over and over again, but yet I have not seen it in real life. If they have it in Canada, I need to move.
I'm watching the reruns of Deep Space Nine.
One of my favorites.
So I'm having such fun. So it's fun. Anyway, if anybody would like a card pulled tonight, we've got quite a crowd. I'm so happy about that here. And Dawn Leslie, we haven't seen you in ages. I'm so happy to see you here. Thanks for checking in. And Jean, my friend Jean showed up. So thanks, Jean, for coming in. It's great. I like it when we get a crowd. So.
It's a nice crowd. It's a good discussion. It's certainly been making our job a little easier. We get to bounce these great ideas off of each other, including with you in the live audience. And hopefully, people that listen to the archives, I'm glad that you're still getting something out of it, too. But if you can, join us.
Yeah.
We have a good time. We like to have fun around here.
We do. We do. When we're having more interesting moments with ourselves, we can have pretty good conversations too. So
we can. And you just get me going on a good rant, and I'll talk for 30 minutes straight.
That's awesome. So for those newcomers or people who haven't been here before, and so on, Michael picks an inner oracle self discovery card from based on Dr. Kelly's. All these studies in the IMHS program. And then I pick a supporting tarot card. And then we see what kind of message there is for somebody. So we have Dr. Edward up first. I see Audra's name in there. Wendy, anybody else, please put your names in. And
absolutely.
We're just going to go to it.
All right.
Awesome.
First card up. Number 33, preference over principle. Let's see. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it is a matter of preference, yield. If it is a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Well, Edward, I want to say that in support of that is the Six of Clubs, preference, principle. I see the Six of Clubs as a Six of Wands in tarot language as a cause for celebration. So I'm going to go out on a limb here. And what this means to me is that you've already taken your stand, that you've already figured it out. And if you're having a moment of doubt, of questioning, I'd say just chill. I think that in situations, and this is my intuition here, in situations in the last few weeks, you've been really good about principle, and preference and understanding the distinction and when to let things go, when to stand up. So I think that you're on the other side of that, just maybe doing a little bit of reflection, internal review, and dark night of the soul, so to speak. This is a reassurance to you that I think you already got it. I really do. And so that's a moment of just taking a breath and saying, no, I do. I've got this. I've done good. So
nice.
That's an affirmation to you. I like that.
All right.
Well, Audra is up next,
and
Michael.
For Audra, I have number 42, trust and integrity.
Okay.
All right. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Well, Audra, I got the Nine of Diamonds for you in support of that, and I really like it. It's finding comfort in your home and feeling satisfied with your home and addressing negatives that that aren't maybe supportive of where you are and having comfort in your home. And I would say you might even, way out in the limb here, might even be doing a little bit of rearranging of things, like, I don't know, feng shui kind of thing, energy. But because really, trusting your intuition and rising above in integrity to know what's good for you in your place of peace. So I think that you're achieving that for you. Certainly you've discerned it better for yourself and knowing what's more supportive to your well-being. So I think you're on the right track. And so I'd say go for it and do some redecorating. You know, get some comfort in there, like it feels better. So I like it a lot. It's great.
All right.
Hi, Wendy. We got for
all right.
Wendy.
For Wendy, we have a wild card number 5, Don't Hate. We pulled this last week as well. Must be pertinent. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others.
Well, you know, Wendy, I'm remembering something about last week. So the supporting card to this is Temperance. And I don't think it's so much about don't hate. It's, I think we're all entitled to be angry. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't think anger is a bad thing.
It's
being frustrated and PO'd, you know. Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say it's a natural part of our existence as long as it's within balance with our other emotions and
I agree.
It's not the preeminent dominant focus of our life all the time, but go on.
Yeah. So I think with Temperance, it's going with the flow. Temperance is like water to me. It's, you have to go with the flow. And I think in keeping with, you had mentioned last week that 5 people at work tested positive for COVID. You have, just recovered from COVID. So, I think all the way around, going back into a difficult environment, it can be a little bit frustrating. And, she just said yes. Okay, I understand, Wendy. So it's just kind of keeping those emotions in check and going with the flow and, you know, standing up in certain ways when you need to and just taking care of yourself. And I know that there's a lot of environments right now that don't take COVID seriously. And even if they do, they're more interested in their money and, you know, getting the job done, blah, blah. So I would say this is just a little, you know, kind of a hand on your shoulder. It's okay, Wendy, you got this. So I think that's what that is. And you do. You do have this. And that big pot of chili. Well, welcome, Jean, my friend Jean. Thanks for being here. And we're going to pull cards for Jean, Michael. What have you got?
All right, for Jean, I have number 27, Gains.
Oh, Gains.
Yeah, I think
that's
it's been
interesting.
I think it's been a little while since we pulled that one, too. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits.
Mm.
Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
Well, Gene, in support of that, I've got the sun. So that would say to me that you're upon a rebirthing of sorts, like a new day in yourself, as you're looking at, you know, getting that cognitive dissonance. What do I have to give up? What do I have? What do I want? You know, and just this little bit of a shuffle in thinking, and it's opening up. And I think it's already happening, where it's opening up a whole new world. The sun. That's about everything to do with new life, new growth, and where you want to go. So I'm even going to go out on a limb and say that you had a couple of realizations today, even as late as today, Gene, and be sure that I'm going to phone you after the program and ask you about that. So I hope that makes sense to you anyway. And in some way, I think that a little bit of reevaluating, but man, there's like this is a real big opening that you're sitting right on the precipice of a big opening. The sun. I love that. So I'd like to go back for a second, a little feedback, Michael.
Of course.
Audra says, she's today she got a call. She's waiting on one more reference check to be approved for her new apartment.
Wow, that's
and fun. So she was planning to spoil herself and her son with new beds. So that hence that rearranging and feng shuiing and organizing her home. Yes, I love that.
Very nice. And congratulations.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
A little bit early, but I'm sure it'll go through. And I think, yes, absolutely. And the security and that feeling of going into a new place, that's going to be really something special to create a new space, just like you said, feng shui.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, Wendy's little bit of feedback there, too, and Dr. Edward and Audra. You know, yeah. You know, I appreciate all of you. Have I missed any names, Michael?
I don't think we have. I think we've gotten everybody that threw their name in. But I'd like to do a little something. I have a friend joining as well, and so I'm just going to say, let's do a duo. I'm going to pull a random card for myself and for my friends listening. So just a little something.
And then I'll pull one for you.
Ah, wunderbar. All right. Wild card number two, and then some.
And then some.
Let's see. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By so doing, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Well, Michael, I pulled two in support of that, and then some. One is the Page of Clubs, which all pages are the bridge between the minor and major arcana in the tarot, and it's communicators. So this is about communication, changes, but in support of that's a Three of Hearts. So I would say the and then some has to do with communication and has to do with touching base with friends, feeling that support system, and celebrating of the heart is what I see that is. And so if this is something you and your friends ought to do, even if it's by the telephone or Skype or some other way, or distance social, you know, backyards, good.
Oh, I don't care if I get them sick. It's fine.
Kidding. We know you're kidding.
Kidding, of
but
course.
But the and then some, I think, is meaning to say go an extra little bit of distance. You know, it's like do a little more along that. That brings you some greater closeness, I think.
Well, very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right.
Again, we had quite a crowd here today. Really glad
did.
To see some folks. And I see Don Leslie is logged out, and maybe we can be in touch with her. Don is up in Alaska. I know there's other folks from with time zone changes and differences and such. And I know internet connections for some people. So If you can't be with us in the live program, certainly please catch up with us in the archives, and feel free to, you know the address, email to us if you have any questions or topics you'd like to have us have discussions about, then we're all good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as we wrap up, I think it's it has been a great discussion. You know, we were beforehand thinking, you know, we're going to have kind of a more wide-ranging discussion, but what are we going to be talking about? Well, it just, it comes. And I think it was prescient for all of us. I think we are definitely in kind of this change. We are in this mode of change, the long dark night of the soul. And it is... it's something that we're going to get through. We're all going to get through this. And one of the reasons we're going to get through this is because we have each other as well. We have this community of like-minded people. We have this community of, you know, support and, of, you know, of curious individuals. And that curiosity is key. It is the key for the future, because curiosity drives everything else. It drives us to be more aware. It drives us to be better. And it drives us to be... well, it drives us to be that much more unique and special. So,
it's true.
Well, I just we're going to have another great discussion next week. Like Dr. Hunter said, if you have any questions, thoughts, please send them in. We love discussing them. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.